And so I invite you now to close your eyes if you have not already done so. Become comfortable in your chair and just relax your body. Take a deep cleansing breath, hold it for a few moments longer than normal, and then slowly, gently let go. Continue breathing in and breathing out, and with every breath you take, you are turning Godward, inward, moving deeper into that inner sanctuary, that place of pure peace, pure love, pure joy. With every exhale, release any tension in your body, any worry in your mind, any thoughts of separation in your consciousness. In sacred community now, become still. Stillness is more than quiet. Stillness is presence. Stillness is becoming centered in the one power and presence that is pure, unconditional love, sustaining strength, and pure peace, the peace that passes all understanding. In the Hebrew Bible, we read, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the I am is my strength. And that joy is omnipresent. It does not depend on any outward condition. It is with you always. It is part of your divine inheritance. And so know that the pillar of humility is foundational in living in the joy you are. Humility and oneness are two sides of the same coin. When you awaken to the goodness of the divine and all the powers of the Christ, you realize what Jesus himself said, "I of myself can do nothing. It is the Father, the Christ abiding in me, who does the work." Open your hearts and minds to this truth. Jesus invites you into a new state of consciousness, a state where you don't have to conquer the world or your problems alone. You can release any stress and struggle as you turn within to the perfect energy of the divine. So now, for a few moments, I invite you to bring a problem, conflict, or desire into your consciousness. Become meek, become humble, surrender your worry, your fear, any thoughts of less than. In this situation, just know that you can think rightly. Know that divine will for you is ever unfolding good. Begin to see your situation differently, and you will draw yourself to that right and perfect outcome. Finally, in the situation you are facing or the desire you are pursuing, just ask yourself, how can I use this situation to be the pure, unconditional love of God? And as you allow divine power to flow through your entire soul, you feel unparalleled freedom and joy. Do this for a few moments in the silence. And so now, as we humbly come together as a greater church community, we feel our oneness with one another and with all humankind. We refuse to be defined by opinions and judgments of others, just as we refuse to impose judgments on others. We accept our unique gifts and contributions in gratitude. We know that we are here to love. We are here to serve. We are here to be God's expression on this earth. And so it is, and so we joyously allow it to be as we sing together our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory,